In a hushed beige room at San Diego's Hotel Handlery, clusters of well-dressed American PR executives mingled. The recent luncheon, formerly titled How PR Shaped Baja California's Resurgence, was an insider's look at the inner workings of a highly regarded PR campaign.
About an extremely successful PR campaign that really changed the conversation about Baja from media attention on violence to one focused on Baja's food, arts, and cultural scene.
The paper plate event, thrown by the Public Relations Society of America, paid tribute to the ongoing PR campaign that recently won a 2012 Industry Award for Outstanding Public Relations Tactics. Allison and Partners is the San Diego-based PR firm hired for the job. Here's one of their tactics, a slick promotional video featuring happy tourists.
Baja is a place to have fun.
We had so much fun. It was a blast. Like, we hung out on the beach, tequila shots.
Since the campaign began in 2010, tourism is up in Baja. In 2009, when violence peaked, hotel occupancy in Tijuana had dropped to just 35%. That's according to state tourism officials. Each year since 2011 has grown incrementally better. It's now risen to 57%. Richard Kendall and Annie Drury of Allison & Partners say that Baja's campaign wasn't that hard to execute. They explain.
There was a little bit of a lack of understanding among the media when we began. And what's great to see is that that has changed a lot.
I asked them how that happens.
Well, it happens somewhat organically, but certainly with a great deal of strategy.
A big part of our campaign is actually bringing journalists across the border to experience Baja for themselves. Journalist fam trips, sometimes they're individual trips, and sometimes they're group fam trips.
These fam trips, to use PR lingo, are familiarity trips or paid junkets to Mexico used in promotion. Star power also helps draw attention. I spoke to Juan Tintos, Baja's Secretary of Tourism, in his Tijuana office.
We went through a drought in the studios, the film studios here in Baja, where for about 7 or 8 years we didn't have any type of productions. And we started inviting famous chefs, Rick Bayless and Anthony Bourdain.
I'm Anthony Bourdain.
That's right.
I write, I travel, I eat, and I'm hungry.
I asked him how he brought Bourdain to Baja.
It wasn't easy. Well, we, through the PR agency, we worked very hard, and after about a year of him contacting his people, he defined the agenda and he came here.
No reservations.
Powerful media outlets like the New York Times and the New Yorker published stories on Tijuana's food scene, heightening the buzz. Neither Tintos nor Allison & Partners will disclose the price tag for Baja California's new image, but a new image has emerged. The state has evolved from being best known for dismembered bodies to being hailed as a culinary epicenter with a vibrant arts and music scene. The PR firm tracks this change in perception by hiring an independent polling company to evaluate the efficacy of their tactics. This December, 600 Southern Californians were surveyed. Again, Richard Kendall.
Respondents who perceive Baja as unsafe, that decreased by 16% over the past year. Those who would not visit Baja because of a perceived danger, crime, or drugs decreased by 44%.
But perception and spin aside, the U.S. consulate in Tijuana still maintains a travel warning for the state of Baja California Norte. General Consul Andrew Erickson says that the security situation is closely monitored.
Tijuana's come a long way since 2009. Look, we continue to have concerns about security. That's why we have a travel warning.
The warning is informed, in part, by statistics like this. Between July 2011 and July 2012, 25 Americans were killed in Baja. That's still enough to keep some visitors away, despite the very best efforts of an award-winning PR campaign. Reporting from Baja, I'm Erin Siegel-McIntyre.